what seems to be emerging from recent historical research is that certainly by the end of the 19th century, the implications, whether you were upper class, middle class, or working class, were equally severe. Now, obviously, men of higher social standing fell much further from a position of grace, as it were, if they were exposed in a sodomy trial. But because of concepts of masculinity in the late 19th century, which were completely contingent around achieving the vote for the British Parliament, which required men to be head of household and married, yeah, I mean quite often, that to be discovered in a homosexual act was one of the worst things that could happen to a man. Not only did you fall out of class, but you fell out of gender. Yeah, it was one of the worst crimes imaginable. It was really equated with murder in many respects throughout the 19th century. It was seen as bad as murder, horrific. It's very difficult for us today, with all the achievements in the last 30 or 40 years in terms of gay and lesbian liberation and equality legislation, to try and conceive how horrific the crime was for the Victorian British. So men of all classes, when they ended up in the dock, actually were not just cast out of class, but they were cast out of gender.